is KLOI 102.9 LP FM.
Perfect music.
Welcome to Gleanings. This is Sue Dumond, and I'm here every Tuesday night from 8 to 9 p.m. or so. I'm just back from the Oregon Country Fair. Had a great time, but I'm suffering from a bit of post-fairdom depression. It's always a bit of a come down after such a magical, inspirational event, but alas, that's just the way of a good time. So, haven't taken off my Country Fair wristband yet, or the lumber off the top of my roof rack that I got on the way home, you know, at Home Depot. Gotta go out and have fun and do some errands as well. So, to tackle this post-fairdom come down, I'm going to play a bit of music I've gleaned from the fair this year. I'm going to start out with a track from Amber Tide. This year at the fair, I worked for a musician and got to spend a lot of time in entertainment camp. And two Oregon Country Fair family musicians died this year, Jim Hind and Sandabeth Spey. I'll try and play some Jim Hind in the coming weeks. But in any case, Sandabeth was part of a duo called Amber Tide, along with her husband, Thaddeus. They were here last year when the new time, old time Chautauqua was here, which I believe is coming here as well this Sunday night over at Hummel House. So in any case, sitting around the musician's fire pit was a box of CDs of Amber Tide's and this one is from Under a Secret Sky. It's called Rusty Buses. I think it's a good festival road song and a goodbye to a singing minstrel. So here goes. Amber Tide, Rusty Buses.
Morning wind to come and comb her tangled hair, but the wind it blew a gale up that blew her she found a better place to stay. And rusty buses and antiquated cars in between the semis, underneath the stars, slaying to that rhythm of that heavy ancient load, singing, this is the life, the life of the road.
on stage and I hand him my guitar. I won't have to do it myself, 'cause I'm gonna be a star someday. Somebody say it's a way to keep us groping rather than living for today. Oh, I've been living in the land of, I'm tired of living in the land of, so tired of living in the land of. Someday never come. Someday just leaves you lonely waiting for the right one. Someday it is a myth, someday it is a lie. So don't wait too long, 'cause life is sweet when you leave the land of someday. So today I am counting my blessings. Today I feel my wealth. I've got great friends, my heart is full and my body's in good health. I'm sitting here playing this song and I hope to make you smile. That means I already am a star and I've left the land of someday. Someday, someday, someday. Well, tomorrow is uncertain, yeah, yesterday is past. You better moment, 'cause it could be the last. No more living in the land of, no more living in the land of, no more living in the, living in. Breaking up my soul.
Hot Summer Days from It's a Beautiful Day. Had a few of those hot summer days down in Oregon. That's David LaFlame on violin there. And honestly, I saw them on the stage at Country Fair, and I was practically moved to tears. They were so awesome. If you don't know, It's a Beautiful Day. They're a group from the 60s, and they're real well known, especially for their song White Bird. And they are almost all of the original group, except for the lead singer who was killed in a the woman lead singer, who is David LaFlame's wife. The original singer was killed in a car crash in the 80s. And in any case, they were so tight, so together. And David on that violin is incredible. He is a classically trained violinist. So if you ever see David LaFlame Band or It's a Beautiful Day, it's one and the same thing. Go catch him. And before that was Francine Allen, Someday Isle. I think I've been on that aisle before, and especially when I come back from a wonderful trip, I am filled with things that I'm inspired to do someday. And had a wonderful connection with Francine. She was part of a duo for a long time, Francine and Namaya, and played at the Country Fair for many, many years. And she gave me a few of their CDs and a promo of her new one coming out in the fall. And so I'll definitely be playing more from Francine. And we started out with Rusty Buses by Amber Tide. And as I said, Sandabeth passed away in June, who was a part of that duo with her husband, Thaddeus. So moving on to some more music. Well, first I must say, you're listening to Gleanings, and I am Sue Dumond. And if you want to call down here at the station, the number is 468-3656. Try and do that when a song is playing so I don't get too flustered pushing buttons. So, all right. So, moving on to some more music here. A definite fave of mine at the Country Fair is Alice DiMaselli, and a good pal of mine. And she had a great couple of sets on the Blue Moon and Horse Corral stage, as well as those after-hour shows that you get to be privileged to if you're part of the staff, which I was. So, this next one is called Crush, and it's from Ebb and Flow, and this goes out to y'all with summer crushes, and if you don't have one, well, try and get one. So here we go. Hold on while I fiddle a little bit. Whoop.
For the weary, yeah. Rinse dust and these tears of mine help me to see clearly. Hey, 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 rush. Maybe what I'm feeling here is just a little crush.
Like the way you walk, I like the way you move. It make me feel like dancing to a slow. I like a slow, steady groove. You came out of nowhere and took me by surprise. Closer, let me look into your eyes. That might just be trouble. This may not be wise. Go the deeper than the river, yeah. And I just wanna dive. I just wanna dive. I just want to dive. I wanna dive into your eyes.
Come a little closer. 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 Come a little closer.
Thank you. the heat's all gone and the cold winds blow, we can talk about the weather, walking, talking together across the fields of snow.
dangerous type. You never tell by these small hands. But driven by desire, burning up with jealous pride, I took what was not mine to have. My whole life began with the day that he learned my name. For me began to fade. My whole life just come undone. Then he said he loved another, and I said, but I love you still. And if I can't hold you in my arms, then nobody will. No one's dragging the river. No one's calling out the law.
Those last two tracks were Iggy Vaughn. Iggy wasn't at the fair, but will be here this Saturday, July 19th at the Grange. Had to move along out of my post-country fair, post-fairdom depression, and put up some stuff of some upcoming music. And folks, if you hear a new strange noise in the background, beyond the usual noise from outside, it's something started squeaking along here. So anyways, I'm not sure what it is, but I'm going to check it out as soon as I cue up some more songs. But that was Dragging the River by Iggy Vaughn. And before that, Over You by Iggy. And we started out with Alice DiMicelli, Crush. Very, very sexy song. And that was followed by the Sugar Beets, a Eugene, Oregon band that is pretty moving and grooving themselves. So you're listening to Gleanings on KLOI 102.9 LP FM. And I think, though I'm not totally sure, after my show tonight around 9:15 or so, I think the Dead Air Gypsies are going to make an appearance, but they've been rather scarce at communicating, so I'm not totally sure, but maybe you might hang on and listen for a bit. So, it's time for the Lopez Island Music Calendar. So, this weekend is a very busy weekend, and it happens that there's three events on the very same night, all equally awesome. As I mentioned, on Saturday, 7:30 p.m. at the Grange is Iggy Vaughn with Will Sexton. It's very alt country, as you heard, twisted Tex Americana, and Will Sexton is a outrageous guitar player, and he's kind of one of those people. If you look at all on the web, you see his name referenced about, but the guy has no website, but he has credits from Steve Earle to Waylon Jennings to Johnny Thunders. He's a guy who seems to just play and play and play. So on that very same night, at the center, at the community center, at 7 p.m. is the Abbey Road Live Concert, and it's a recreation of the Beatles' Abbey Road. And also that evening at 9 p.m., so when it starts to be that hour, you can see Daddy Treetops and the Holland Tomcats, and that's with John Seberg, our very own John Seberg on harmonica, and Daddy Treetops has been here many times. And I believe July 20th is the new old time Chautauqua at the Hummel House. I'm pretty sure that's happening. And moving on, and we're out of our post-fair depression now, and we're going to play a little bit on the Beatles side of things, but I don't think any of these tunes are from Abbey Road, but here goes, and prepare to really rock out at the end. I'm going to start out with Across the Universe by the John Butler Trio. They're from Australia. Tried to catch them the last time they were here, but they were sold out. Across the Universe.
They slip away across the universe. Pools of sorrow, waves of joy are drifting through my open mind, possessing and caressing me.
Across the universe, gather, last all evening. A mind can blow those clouds away. After all this, my love is up and must be leaving. It's not always gonna be this way.
for this moment to rise.
This is KLOI LP FM 102.9. That was She Said, She Said by Government Mule, headed up by my guitar god, Warren Haynes. I love that guy. I have seen him so many times. There is not a guy who has more soul than Warren Haynes, in my opinion. So that was a part of my Beatles tribute set. And before that was Blackbird by Gypsy Soul. They're a group from Oregon. And before that was All Things Must Pass by Sloan Wainwright. I can't say how many ways I love Sloan Wainwright. And that's a George Harrison tune. And from a new one from Sloan Wainwright called Rediscovery, where she does cover tunes. And I'll be playing more of that CD in the coming weeks. And Sloan is a part of that infamous Wainwright clan. That includes Loudon Wainwright and Martha Wainwright and Rufus and the Roach sisters and the McGarrigle sisters and all of them. And we started out the set with Across the Universe by the John Butler Trio from Australia. They seem to come over here pretty often, but if you do see them, get your tickets soon, because last time I missed out because they were sold out. So that you're listening to Gleanings, and oh boy, I see a gypsy coming here. I think that the Dead Air Gypsies are going to happen this evening, but give them about 10 minutes to get their act together. But in the meantime, I've queued up some fun little tracks that I hope you'll enjoy. So tune in again to Gleanings next week, every Tuesday at 8 p.m., followed sometimes spontaneously by the Dead Air Gypsies, and they're not letting me down tonight. So here we go, into some more music. All right, and if you want to call down here, the number is 360-468-3656. Thanks for listening to Gleanings.